Miss Grietje, the postman just handed over this tiding addressed to you. Were you perchance expecting a note from one of your cousins or dear friends? Whatever the case, I did not want to leave you in the dark and hurry to deliver it.
Dear Geurtje, where would I be without you? I am indeed expecting a very important message that I would not like to see intercepted by my dear father. As you have been discreet and loyal to my siblings and me, I will confide in you. If I am not mistaken, this letter was sent to me by young Master Smith, second son of the merchant and oil manufacturer Smith of Koog aan de Zaan. It is this Klaas to whom I have lost my heart. I saw him only recently at the fair and he behaved quite chivalrous towards me. I find he too has taken up a fancy for me, in all earnesty, and chances are he will come to visit Father one of these days to ask for my hand in marriage. Oh, but my dear Geurtje, will that this be true? I will be Mrs. Smith and, the Lord willing, I will bear him children. The thoughts alone blushes my cheeks, me a married woman. I hope with all my heart that Father will concede to Master Klaas's wishes. He is a very good match, him being the son of a former mayor. To top that, both of his grandmothers were daughters of mayors, from Wormer and Koog. One of them, Mr. Jager, was my own mother's grandfather too. His portrait is in the drawing room.
Miss Grietje, I am convinced both your parents will give their consent if this young Master Smith comes for your hand. He does appear to be a very good match indeed. Still, I must avow I will miss you deeply once you will leave to set up a household of your own.
My very dear Geurtje, I will keep you close to my heart forever. And remember, there will still be Aagje and Maartje and the boys to look after. Rest assured that you will always be a most welcome guest in my new home in Koog. But come on now, hand me over the letter opener. I cannot bear the suspense.